Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey. Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Check. 1, 2, test. Check, check. 2, 2, 2, 2. Is this thing on? What the fuck? Oh, my goodness. Good morning, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Hey, it's, what the fuck is it today? It's Thursday Night Swag, everybody. Thursday, August 11th, 2011. Welcome. Welcome. Good times. Glad to have you here with me on the program tonight. I have a special in-studio guest tonight, and probably for the foreseeable future, the one and only Kishu is in the building. Kishu, hey, Kishu, why don't you get on the mic real quick? Just to prove to everybody that you're in the studio and they can hear your voice in high fidelity, well, as high as fidelity as you're going to get on Blog Talk Radio. But say hi to the boys.
Hi, guys.
Hold that closer.
Oh, okay, well, it's going to have to be as close as it gets.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Because I'm kind of busy here. I'm about to go hit up some bars and get nice and wasted without you while you sit here and do your show. So I hope you... I hope you enjoy that very much.
What bar are you going to go to?
That's Kishu, everybody. Kishu in the building, literally in the building. Yeah, we're holding it down tonight for the next 2 hours. I'm Vince the Bay, your audio erotic host. Kishu in the building. It's Kishu in the Bay for the next couple weeks here. And she is a alcoholic, as you know, and... And I have a long tradition here on this program of entertaining people with lots of drunk callers. Lots of drunk callers like to frequent this show. And so Kishu, I guess, throughout the night will be checking in with us from the bar, getting wasted. All right, she's going to get ready. And, yeah, so the lines are open, 347-826-7667. Dude, you got Greek Ophion? Is that how you say your name? Greek Ophion? Dude, you need to – you and Cloudy Marble – no, I'm sorry. No, you and Crappy Tires. Cloudy Marbles is a different story. No, Greek Ophion and Crappy Tires need to just get over their whole Friday thing, all right? It's not Friday. I'll play Friday on Friday. It's not Friday where I am. I don't care. I'm Vince in the Bay. If it's not Friday in the Bay, then it's not Friday. Okay? You understand that? All right. So, I have my good friend from Canada, Crappy Tires, waiting patiently on the line. He's been, we've been having a little bromance on Twitter. And he's really jazzed about some of this riot, UK riot stuff going on. I guess there was a kid today who was – there was a story today of some kid that got 6 months in jail for stealing a case of water.
What?
Yeah. So my homeboy, Crappy Tires, is going to come on here in a second and break it down for you. And fuck Rebecca Black. I'm not playing that song tonight. I'll play it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll play it. I have tons of Friday fucking music. I'll play it tomorrow. Come on, dude. I'm not playing any Kishu music tonight. I'm playing. It's Thursday night swag. Thursday night swag. I'm playing like Little Bass God is what I'm playing. Lil B. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some Krayshawn. Dude, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my swag Bay Area style. That's the proper way to swag is, I mean, that's where the swag is at, is in the Bay. Just ask Little B, just ask Krayshawn, and ask anybody. It's all about the Bay. All right, let's bring on our friend Crappy Tires. What's up, Crappy Tires?
Not much.
Welcome to the program. It's good to hear your voice. It's good to have a voice to the Twitter handle.
A voice to the Twitter handle, yes.
So what's up, man? What's on your mind?
So today a 23-year-old gets caught and he gets 6 months in jail for stealing a thing of water, which it's important to know that he actually admitted it to police about 5 minutes after he stole it. And somebody else got in court today, got 3.5 months for assaulting a police officer. So I guess in the UK, it's okay to assault a cop. You know, you're only going to jail for 3.5 months. But if you steal a case of water, then it's 6 months in jail. Something's wrong with the legal system.
That's pretty fucked up, man. No doubt. I apologize. I was muted there, and Kishu is yelling at me about something. She's whatever. Women issue problems deals. I don't get it. Don't matter. Wide open line tonight, kids. 347-826-7667. If you want to talk about this UK rioting situation. We can do that. We can elaborate more on these different stories. You sent me a PDF with a bunch of shit on it, dude. Was that the gist of it, though? Not a PDF, a pastebin, whatever you call it.
Basically, yeah, that was like the whole pastebin is just a bunch of random stuff. But I just kind of mentioned how this kid gets so much time in jail. He's got no priors. His family was there sitting shocked. They're like, what the heck? And he was walking home from his girlfriend's house, and he just saw a case of water. And I guess he was stupid, but everybody, mob mentality, goes in, grabs a case of water. Cop sees him. He drops the case of water and says, you know, and I stole this case of water. Whereas most people would just run away and be not so ballsy. So I don't know how that deserves 6 months in jail. But I know over here in Canada, you may get probation and maybe some community service for it, but I can't see anybody going to prison for stealing a case of water. Especially if it's under 5 pounds. So 5 pounds is the currency in the UK. So it'd be like $10 here or something like that. That's an expensive water, too.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, dude. Sorry, man. I'm getting a little distracted with my chit-chatters here. Shouts out to Cloudy Marbles, Crappy Tires, Greek Ophian, Kishu, who's not even in the... She's not even there. Motor Mouth News and Yoronon News. And, yeah. Oh, Motor Mouth News wants me to get a Guy Fawkes mask and fix my Twitter avatar. I'm not a member of Anonymous, so I can't really do that.
You can get a Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, I have a Guy Fawkes mask, but I don't think I should put it on my Twitter avatar because that would suggest that I'm somehow like anonymous. But I'm not. I'm fully doxed.
True, yeah.
I'm fully doxed, dude. I'm not. If I put that mask on there on my avatar, trust me, bro. Nobody would be buying it. They'd just be like, "Whatever, you stupid fag. What are you doing?"
Address is all over the map too.
I'm Vincent the Bay. It is what it is. I am what I am. You know. I certainly appreciate a lot of the work that some of these real anonymous folks are doing. But MySpace got hacked. Are you shitting me? Yoronon News in the chat room says MySpace got hacked. I believe it. It blows me away that MySpace still exists. Are you kidding me? They need the publicity. Good for them. Good for MySpace. They got hacked. See, there's a certain point where hacking actually becomes good publicity for people. You got to be careful of that. Like the other night we had Sabu on here live tweeting the show or whatever, and he was in the IRC with Jamie, and somebody asked him, what should Anonymous do for legalization of marijuana? And Sabu's just like, nothing, dude. Nothing. And I was like, that's a great answer. Yeah, nothing. They shouldn't do shit. You know, because seriously, look, like, it's getting far enough as it is through the legal, channels. Like, out here in San Francisco, it's like illegal not to smoke pot.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just the fucking crazy world. But what I like about America, though, is, and it's still like this, as much as these people on the news want to tell you it's not, it's still very much like this. You can pick and choose where you want to live in this country. It's not that hard to work your way out of the ghetto nowadays. If you really want to apply yourself, especially with the internet now, like you don't even have to go to school anymore. Like they used to have an excuse before, like, oh, well, I can't get an, I don't have money for an education, so, you know, fuck, you don't need an education. Everything is at your fingertips with the goddamn internet now. You can know everything you want to know any time of day. You don't need schools anymore. Schools are obsolete, dude. Didn't Bill Gates, who didn't even, like, go to college, right, or dropped out or whatever, that dude, like, he even said he's just like, college education's useless. Are you kidding me? All these guys, they dropped out. They just said they figured it out. They're like, I'm too good for this. That's where they suck you in, man. You get suckered into these student loans, and you just become a fucking zombie to the state. And it's ridiculous. It really is. Like that could be seriously. If it wasn't the government that was giving out gives out most of these student loans. If it was like a private entity that was doing that, oh my God, they'd get hit for like racketeering. It's just ridiculous. You know, you bait the kids with, oh, you got to go to school, you got to go to school, you got to school. Oh, well, how the fuck are you going to pay for that? Oh, you just get a loan. Oh, no problem. When you get out, you'll be able to pay it off. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's like nobody in reality outside of the government would give some 18-year-old kid that doesn't know his head from his ass, you know, free money to go to school. Like, there's no guarantee that shit's coming back. I mean, what's your collateral? Seriously.
It's the same here, Vince.
Yeah, it's a racket, dude. That's how they get you sucked into the system. Luckily, I went to a shitbag state college, so I only owe quintuple digits. Some people, you know, 6 digits, 7 digits. Some people are fucked. Some people go to like, you know, Ivy League school or something, and they come out and they're, you know, trying to be. That's why they all go back into teaching, because it just kind of like communes their sentencing essentially. It's like, well, if I'm going to be a slave to the state, I might as well just work for them. So then that sense,
really
so then you have
six figures.
So hence you have institutions like the University of California. You know how fucking humongous the University of California is? I mean, it's technically like something like 30 satellite campuses. And it's so huge that it was the when you tallied up all the individual contributions to the Barack Obama 08 campaign, the highest contributor was UC Berkeley. University of California. Like the highest donation total of any group. Second, Goldman Sachs. University of California and Goldman Sachs basically were the prime funders of the Barack Obama campaign. And that's what it's all about. It's the state and corporations married together. It's fascism. It's happening right in front of everybody's eyes. Don't let Alex Jones tell you different. Alex Jones keeps telling you that the New World Order is coming, and it's not coming. It's already here. They're doing it right in front of your faces. And what's great is you kids are starting to figure it out, and it's happening slowly but surely. And there's, you know, flashes of that reality happening in London right now. But I hope these London riots don't have you folks getting your eye off the ball, though, because there's still some fucked up shit going on in Syria right now. I know a lot of folks there's just a lot of shit popping off, you know, especially in the Middle East. This whole, you know, Arab Spring is arising, and now it's this Arab Spring is spreading to the Western world, right? Isn't that what these London riots are? And there's riots going on in this country too. Don't let anybody tell you that there isn't shit already going down here. It's just not. It's just kind of scattered and isolated at this point. But and also the news, you know, the mainstream media is, you know, navigating the overall narrative of the news cycle. And so that's why you have things like these. Like the other night, we were talking about releases of the Brazil, the anti-sec Brazil releases, and people were kind of like, why isn't media like paying attention to this? And I don't think it's a case of the media not paying attention to it. I guarantee you, there's tech writers that are interested. But it's not making a bigger blip on the map because it just doesn't fit the overall narrative for the mainstream moguls, you know. Right now, it's there's other things that are sexier than that. Like opera. If they're going to do anything about this, they want to spotlight Operation Facebook, which I would almost. Dude, are you fapping? What's going on over there? You sound like you're breathing really heavy. No? All right.
No, just
are you walking around? Are you, what's?
I'll right. put my mic down. I have a studio mic and it's in my
hand.
Oh,
right on. Cool. No problem. Yeah, it picks up every little nook and cranny of your voice, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's take some calls here. I got my homeboy FRD on the line, Fat Red Dragon. What's going on, dude?
Hey, Vince. What's happening, brother? Just checking out your swag show, man.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really got my swag going yet. I've been chit-chatting here with my friend Crappy Tires.
What's up, Crappy?
Yeah, Crappy Tires is in the building here. Great. Now suddenly everybody's scrolling FAP. Like,
FAP Fest, dude. Yeah, you want me to FAP just to fit in, or should I
know? Sure, go ahead, FAP.
All right, hold on.
That's all I'm not.
No. You got to do it at least like 30 times. Come on.
No, I'm actually not. I'm not. I was kind of digging on your conversation there a few minutes ago, man. I was. I'm behind you on that, dude.
You hear those Mexican, those Latinas, those spicy Latinas out there? See, what's great is I live here in really close to you know a lot of nightlife, and Thursday night things start popping off, and a lot of folks will roll right by my window, on their way to the bars.
Fapping.
And there was just some spicy Latinas that I would definitely fap to. Go ahead, fap a little for me, FRD.
Really?
Yeah, come on. The kids want it. They're into it. Please.
Yeah.
Now you're creeping me out. Okay, stop.
Hey, you asked for it, man.
There's milk. There's Milk Bar, and there's a place right across the street from Milk Bar. Kishu Bar is probably Milk Bar.
Wait, is Kishu in San Fran now tonight?
Kishu's right here. Say hi, Kishu.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, Kishu.
Crappy tires, etc. I can't hear you guys, so if you're talking to me, well, that's cool, because I can't hear anything.
No, we're not talking to you, actually.
I'm just, like, putting the microphone in my face right now.
Yeah, we're so not talking to you.
Oh, now you
if
are
the
talking.
Coffee was high.
He turned up the volume.
It was be bad.
I feel it's weird, like just talking to myself, you know.
Yeah. You should be used to it by now. Come on.
What?
She's not comfortable with the mic.
Which is kind of weird if you stop and think about it.
Yeah. The persona and the real life thing are kind of two different animals.
Well.
It's weird, and I noticed that a lot of folks, I've gotten to know a few an entertainer or two in my day, and the thing I've noticed that most entertainers, their offstage persona is like a complete transformation from their onstage. Like if they're really rambunctious on stage, they're like really mellow and chill offstage, or if they're really like Stephen Wright is, well, except for Stephen Wright, he's basically an invalid in real life too, but
yeah, he goes nuts all the time.
But you know what I'm saying.
Actually, I kind of want to hear Kishu sing too. Do you think we could get her to do some Nancy Sinatra or something like that?
That again, no Friday songs until tomorrow. What's up with everybody? Everybody wants a Friday. Hey, everybody, party on!
Oh, Canada!
You're on the radio. Come on, give me something better than that. Jesus, hipsters. Fucking stupid hipsters.
Damn it.
They're just too cool. They're like, oh my God. He made my, oh, I almost took my hands out of my pockets. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I almost brushed the hair out of my eyes for a second there.
Oh my God.
But on a serious note, did you hear Rebecca Black said bullying was?
What?
Wait, Kishu's trying to communicate. What? You got to say it loud.
Milk Bar
is on Hate Street, Hate and what is that? Stanion?
Did she say milk? Is she one of those people that says milk?
Milk. Yeah, do you say milk or milk? It's important because you know we're in the city that gave birth to Harvey Milk.
Seriously.
If you call him milk, people might be like, "What?"
Fuck you, Ben.
I guess that's, let's see.
Yeah, that confirms it right there. It sounds like a milk to me, Vince.
Pretty much. Oh, Kanye song. I'm not going to sing a Kanye song. In fact, we are in the middle of Op Kanye right now, everybody. I don't know if you know this, but yeah, myself and a couple of other folks are engaged in Op Kanye. And I don't know if you noticed on the interweb today, but so we hacked into Kanye's motor capacities in his brain, and we caused him to fall on stage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Op
it's on
new
Twitter.
Kanye. Op new Kanye.
Op Kanye and op new Kanye. We want a new Kanye. We want him to be a failure at music, so he'll never perform music ever again. I don't care what else he does. I don't care what else he does. He should be a comedian because I think he's hilarious. But we're trying to discourage him from the music thing. So that's part of Op New Kanye.
Yeah, he missed his calling. I mean, by a mile, he missed his calling. He should have just been like a prop comic, friggin' stand-up guy. I mean, really, that's what he should have been, because everybody's laughing at him anyways.
He's so...
I'm going to let you finish.
And by the way, our people, they found a really, really easy backdoor into Kanye's cornhole.
Yeah, his asshole. Yeah,
it is his cornhole. That's how you want to jack into Kanye. You just creep up inside his cornhole, and you're in. You've got total control.
Every once in a while, you'll need to bring a feather, like a goose feather, and kind of tickle his butt cheeks. But after that, you're in.
Right, Op New Kanye. Watch out for it. And also, I'm pushing for Op Old Twitter. Op Old Twitter. And I found I had somebody. Oh, I got to give a major shout out to somebody. The Biotrophy. That's twitter.com/TheBiotrophy. Gave me a good workaround for my new Twitter problem, and that is to use mobile Twitter on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So m.twitter.com?
I went to mobile.twitter.com.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's ultra stripped down. I mean, it's more basic than old Twitter, but hey, I'll take it. I mean, what do I need? My mentions, my favorites, my messages, my home. What else is there? That's Twitter. That's it.
For me to follow. That's the last thing I need.
Yeah. Yeah. Mobile.twitter.com. That's where it's at. That's the future of Twitter right now. That's where it's at. Oh, man. Good time. So I'm a big, big, big proponent of, just supporter of the Biotrophy. Shouts out to him for, just pointing me in the right direction. I mean, that was the answer was right in front of my face the whole time. I mean, the whole time I was complaining that, like, it's only good on your phone, on your mobile now. Duh. Load the mobile version on your fucking browser, dude.
Boom.
Boom shakalaka. There you go. There it is. Bada bing, bada boom. You know what? I predict Kishu is still getting ready for the bar. I predict it's what 10:27 right now, 10:30-ish. I predict she will not leave for the bar until the show is over. I will probably end up escorting her to the bar.
Mm. That could be her play, though. You know.
I can just tell you, the way I know that how girls, take to get ready, she's a good hour and a half away from going anywhere.
Plus, if you keep throwing the mic in her face.
She's one of those girly girls. I mean. That's why I could never be an IRL a boyfriend, girlfriend with her, because she's just too much of a girly girl. She's got those Lee press-on nail things. She's got the most gaudy. These heels are the most gaudy things ever. They're all like, cubic zirconium encrusted heels and shit like that.
Kishu.
It's horrible. I would never. I'm more of an all natural guy. I like no makeup. Just natural hair, natural skin. Natural fingernails.
Barefoot, just, pregnant.
Yeah. No, dude. I'm just saying not like full-on granola with, like, hairy armpits. I at least, like, shave the legs and the armpits. Although I dated a total granola chick that she's just like, I'm just not going to shave my legs, I hope you know. And I was like, all right, fine. After a while, after it gets to a certain length, it's soft and it doesn't even, you just get used to it. It's nothing.
Like Chewbacca. Chewbacca loving. Yeah,
it's like having sex with an Ewok. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
There is a couple things wrong with that, dude. First of all, Ewoks are like 3 foot tall.
Right.
Secondly, have you ever been able to distinguish between a male and a female Ewok?
That's a good question. No, I Yeah, no, I can't.
I think you might have messed up by dating that girl, dude. But it probably made you a better person in the long run.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude. It's, yeah, I'm very confused now. I'm going to have to take another call. Let's go see who this is. Eric, blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
What's going on, Vince? I would prefer to remain anonymous, actually, if that's cool.
That's totally cool, bro. What is, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, I don't know what you were planning on covering tonight, but I just wanted to give you a shout and let you know that I thoroughly enjoyed your tweets today in regards to the Republican presidential debate, and I was just curious if you could provide maybe a little bit more insight into that. Do you have a favorite candidate? Like, are you following it at all? You just fucking hate all politics?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, I do have a favorite candidate. You can probably deduct who my candidate of choice is by who I did not make fun of.
You want me to guess? Is that the whole point?
Yeah, I mean, there's exactly. It's not hard. It's
probably
not going to be a hard guess.
Mean,
just
it's probably Ron Paul if I had to guess. I mean, he's the most logical candidate out of all of them.
Sorry, I had to take a drink of water. I love water.
It's delicious, man.
It's amazing, and this poor, and that's why this kid was put in jail for 6 damn months. You know why? Because water is a goddamn commodity. Are you kidding me?
It is.
Cops
gotta
are
have your water.
You know, the cops, cop cars, you can replace that shit. Water is, once it's gone, it's gone. Just ask fucking Al Gore, okay?
You can replace the cops they assaulted too, apparently.
Yeah. Well, you can replace the cops, but you can't replace the water, people.
I don't know the
dude
here.
So okay, I'm sorry. It was, and you thought it was it was Ron Paul.
Yeah, that's my guess. No.
Yes, you'd be correct, Ron Paul. I've been a Paul-tard since about 07.
He's really the only logical candidate, although I don't really see him winning logistically, just because he's not.
I didn't say he was going to win. Did I say he was going to win? I'll tell you who's going to win.
No.
You want to know who's going to win?
Mitt Romney.
No.
No,
nope.
All right, go.
He's Rick Perry. That's your next president. Get used to
it. And love it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I didn't ask you if you knew. I'm just telling you, that's your new president. Get used to it.
All right, fair enough. I mean, it was a crazy debate, dude. I mean, I've yet to really watch.
Hilarious, dude. I loved it. It was like an SNL sketch, but if SNL was funny.
Yeah, like the old SNL days.
Yeah, back in the '80s when it was funny.
God, Andy Kaufman.
Kaufman was never on SNL. What are you talking about?
What? Hey, wasn't he?
He might have had like one appearance on there, but he was not a regular cast member. No, he was on TV. All right,
my bad.
What are you talking?
Yeah, that's right, with Christopher Lloyd and Danny DeVito, my bad.
Yeah. He would have been great on SNL. I bet you he probably tried out for SNL and got fucking booted.
They're like, you're nuts. Get the fuck out.
Whatever. How the fuck did you pull off that taxi gig? Anyways, next! But, yeah, I hear you, man. Let's bring on ATMB Cool. What's up, ATMB Cool?
I would like to call out Mr. FRD... for something he did last night.
Oh,
Jesus, what did he do?
That motherfucker made me download World of Warcraft so that we could play together.
You got trolled. That was so awesome.
Can you believe that shit?
Are you going to play the new Panda class?
I don't even know what the fuck. I'm in the free shit, man. I ain't paying for that.
Where's your Mohawk grenades, dude?
I don't fucking have any.
You throw up some Leroy Jenkins or what?
I have no fucking idea what I'm even doing. I'm just fucking wandering around. There's some, like, harpies on here that look like they got some mega bush, though.
Clearly you're good at RPGs, bro. I'm not going to lie. Rolling around in gold tire.
What have you been doing for the last 20 minutes, anyway?
I've been fucking wandering around in World of Warcraft, fucker. All right. What do you think I was doing?
All right, well, just to give you a little insight, I've been talking to a female on the phone, and now I'm on Vince's show, so, yeah.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Not soon enough.
Well, I'm a little slow. It happens.
It does happen.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite presidential candidate in 2012? That's the topic that we're discussing.
Yeah, I guess that's the de facto topic. Well, no, wait. Before we find out what his is, what's yours, FRD? Do we even establish that?
No, I'm not even ashamed to say that I'm going to vote for Rick Perry.
Yeah, you're a hardcore conservative. I know the type. It's cool, man.
Yeah.
You and Ghost together. You guys are gonna
be
dope.
I'm looking out for everybody. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Amen, brother. come on down to Texas.
That's
we got
right,
jobs
baby.
Down here.
Get
we got
down
jobs
here.
Down here, baby.
Derp a derp.
Beep, beep,
yo,
baby.
Hey,
come on.
California, we got jobs. You guys mad? You mad, California? We got jobs, baby. You mad?
Lots of them.
Yeah, I can't wait for that asshole to take over.
Be so fun.
And you know what he's going to do? He's going to bring a little Trojan horse in with him, just like fucking George Bush did, and all of a sudden you're going to be looking up and you're going to be like, wait, these are the same fucking assholes that were here 4 years ago.
Oh, son of a... God damn it, Mongolian!
Wait a second. Who invited Karl Rove? Where the fuck... Wolfowitz? What the fuck are you doing here? I thought we got rid of you assholes. What the fuck
Sweet
is Colin Powell doing back here? What the fuck is happening?
Sweet and sour pork all over our faces once again.
And they're going to turn the camera on Rick Perry. He's going to just like, you mad, America? Ha ha, we're back, baby. We're back. Miss us? The neocons right again, baby. Woo! 2012. Yeah. And I called it. I said that he was going to announce at the gathering of the Juggalos this Saturday. And sure enough, he's going to be there to announce formally his candidacy on the same day as the Gathering of the Juggalos. It's amazing. And I'm predicting his vice president presidential candidate will be Charlie Sheen.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
Why all right,
I'll still vote for him.
How are they going to get the youth vote?
Winning, Barney. Winning.
Barney. Remember Barney?
Barney who?
The purple dinosaur
has lost his influence.
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
No, dude. It's going to be... No, in all seriousness, you know who it's going to be? It's probably going to be like Marco Rubio. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Marco Rubio that gets the vice presidential. And then they'll get the Latinos, and the South will be wrapped up. The South will be wrapped up in a nice, pretty little bow. They'll get South Carolina. They'll get all of it. It'll be close, but I think Perry's gonna beat Obama. He's got the executive experience, a long experience, and he's got a good track record with his, the economy down there in Texas. They've been adding jobs, and it's just not looking good for Barack against him. The liberal media really wants all these players that they had up today. They really want these guys to be up there because that's the portrait of the Republican Party that the liberal media wants. They want it to be a three-ring circus, and that ended today. So that's it, dude. Party's over for Barack. I'm sorry to say. I mean, he's a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy.
Are you following him on Twitter or what?
Huh?
Are you following him on Twitter? Because the shit that I saw him post on Twitter after the debates was so ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I unfollowed him. Obama was so annoying.
I blocked him.
I've never followed him. I don't know. What did he say exactly?
He lost 30,000 followers because he tweeted the URLs of every Republican, and it's every Republican candidate or something like that, and then was telling everybody to tweet your local representative, and then he went through every local representative for like half the 52 states, and he was halfway through, and people started getting pissed off.
Actually, you know what probably happened was that he took some interns, and told them to do all of that shit.
I doubt he does it.
His tweets were worse than Bieber.
Are you fucking kidding me? I got to see this. Are you shitting me?
Would he turn over his Twitter to somebody else, though?
It was his team, so, apparently, according to the report.
The original tweet that kind of brought me into this whole thing is, it was literally, the tweet is verbatim, our take, the biggest loser in the GOP debate is the middle class. I'm mentioned for the third debate in a row. And I was like, oh, like you're some champion for the third class, bro? Like you're fucking
you're
on the
president.
like he's some champ, he's some fucking white knight over here, like, oh, looks like you're not going to help the middle class. Like, man, shut the fuck up, Obama.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for saying that. It's your tax dollars at work, people. Your president is Twitter.
52 states, yeah, dude. Well, Puerto Rico and Guam, aren't those states?
I thought they were.
They can vote.
I don't know. I failed civics, social studies, whatever it was. All right, let's take another call. Caller, block number, you just called in. What's up? Who's this?
Did I put my hand
sounds
up?
Like Keisha.
Yeah, your hand's up, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to press one. Hey, this is Kyoto.
What's up, Kyoto?
Man, I was so excited to hear that Tyler Perry is finally getting into the presidential race.
Tyler Perry?
Just
Tyler
wait
Perry,
until
Chris
you
Hathaway.
Find out.
Isn't that what... It was on the CNN. Headline said Perry jumps in.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, Tyler Perry, right.
White House
of
Pain.
Out some of that Big Mama's House shit at the debates, dude. He's going to get the African-American vote.
Dude, that shit's going to be huge on TNT or whatever the fuck channel he's on. White House of Pain. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about
Go ahead.
George Lopez lost his show today, I heard.
Good. Fuck that guy.
He's
How did he get
it?
The show in the first place? He's not even, he's like, seriously, there's so many Latin comedians that are funnier than that guy. Like, give John Leguizamo his own show. What the fuck?
I'm straight.
I thought he did hilarious. For a little while.
He's got a one-man show, but he didn't have like a talk show or something.
Oh, okay.
He's hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen his stand-up, but that guy, John Leguizamo, he does great impressions. He's a funny guy.
He's like the Latino James Franco.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Barack Obama Twitter account, and that's not him tweeting, dude. That's just his staffers. They're all bitter, and they want to flex nuts on the Barack Twitter account, and this is the best they can do. This is
but is he not responsible for that if it has his name on it and it certifies? I mean, in my opinion, he's responsible.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, of course. Yeah, and he should lose more followers because of it. I agree, but the reality is that's not really him tweeting. Let's be real, you know.
He signs some tweets B.O. when he tweets.
If there was some way I could, retort to Barack himself, I'd say, you know what, dude, you better find somebody, some better PR people to handle your Twitter account. You should give it to Topiary or something.
Get his internet, dude.
He should fucking free. He should give Topiary like free whatever Jake Davis whatever his name is, give him immunity and have him take over the Barack Obama Twitter account and that'd be some fucking shit.
No, just give him free basic classes for life.
Get him to do the PR too.
Yeah, his days are numbered. He knows it. He's just. Whoever, it didn't even matter. Like whoever got won that last election was going to be a lame duck no matter what. Like they just came in at a terrible time. That's why the Republicans just took a dive and put McCain out there. They're like, fuck no, we don't want the problems that are going on right now. Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
And so they just kind of rolled over and said, all right, take it, dude.
They gave us McCain, like Palin. Yeah, here you go.
They're just like, yeah, okay, go ahead. They totally took one for the team right there. But this time around, I think they're shooting to win. I really do.
We'll have a chance this year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think they might be onto something with Tyler Perry, Katy Perry, Lee Perry, Lee Scratch Perry, President Rick Scratch Perry. Can somebody please morph me a Lee Scratch Perry mixed with Rick Perry morphed, whatchamacallit, Photoshop. That'd be some badass shit.
With like an undertone of Katy Perry. Just give me a tip.
Yeah. just a big amalgam of all the Perrys you could possibly think of. Perry Farrell.
Yeah, Luke Perry.
Just go nuts. Crappy tires. Hey, what's up? You have an interesting topic? What's the topic? What do you want to talk about now? What's up?
You hear about the social media ban they're trying to do in the UK during riots?
Oh, yeah. I saw something about that. Yeah,
dude,
David
Cameron.
It's kind
of funny that.
Go ahead.
That riot cleanup was organized on social media, too.
They have no recourse. They don't know what to do. They're just like, oh, well, this, we don't know how to control this. So let's just ban it. Logical thing to do for them because they don't understand it. They're retarded.
Easier than addressing any of the actual underlying issues
of course.
Of the riot, right?
They're just going to support the status quo. They're not going to address any of the social issues that cause the unrest. See, they're not. I mean, there's no point of them doing that. They would much rather just perpetrate consumption and, you know, the entire undertones to our whole society. Why would they try to fix it? Make some money.
Why not?
Good pause.
Yeah, good times. Well, hey, let's take a pause then. Why don't we take a little rickety break, and I will serve up... Oh, Jesus. What should I... Any requests? Anything? Anything besides Friday?
Yeah, speaking of Perry Farrell, how about some Jane's Addiction, man?
Oh, yeah.
My Moment by Rebecca Black.
Oh, you know what? What about... It's swagged... What, Swag Thursday or whatever?
Oh, yeah, we got to play some Swag. I got to play some Space God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Little I forgot. Troy, bro.
It's
wanna
Thursday.
Be a baller.
It's Thursday. It's Thursday, whatever the fuck it is. Thursday night Swag. Yeah, let's get some Swag on. You're right. Let me bring on a little Bass God. A little Bass God. Some wonton soup. How about that? A little Bay Area Swag. With Lil B right here on VITB. If you want to join this party, there's plenty of time to do it. It's, another hour and 10 minutes to go. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. And let's do some swaggish type stuff here. With Lil Bass God, Lil B, wonton soup.
No, you never heard this before.
Trapaholics. Oh my God, Bass God, you can fuck my bitch, Bass God. You swag to the maximum. Swag on 100,000, 100 trillion. Oh, goddamn, Bass God. Top up out my car. What? Then I drive my roof. Look like wonton soup. What? That's just how I do. What? Then I park my car. What? Then I park your bitch. What? Eat that wonton soup.
Damn, what? John, like where'd you find this?
Top up out my car. What? Then I drive my roof. What? Swear like wonton soup. Like, what? That's just how I do. What? Then I park my car. What? Then I park your bitch. What? What? Eat that wonton soup. Like, what? Wear like wonton soup.
You ain't know.
Eat the K. Like Amy May. Done praise God and I've been doing my thing. Take my shirt off and the girls go insane. Four diamond ring. Two big ass chains. Eat that wonton soup. I got the cats like chain. Bitches suck my dick because I come like 36 ways. 36 ways. 47, leave that bitch with no fucking name. Got my main bitch and she stay giving me brain. Put a bitch to shame. Violate that brain. Young praise God on my bitch like I'm cocaine. Bitches snort my rain. That crap I like my chain. Found that dope man, I ride that bitch like Ace of Spades. Hold on, play that game. I'm rapping out for the pain. I almost went to jail for like 500 days. Bitch don't get no fuck, that's why I fuck her in the face. Fuck you suckers heads and I ask her what's her name. Pop up out my car, then I drop my roof. Look like wonton soup, that's just how I do. Then I park my car,
Then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup. Red like wonton soup. Hop up in my car. Then I drop my roof. Sweat like wonton soup. That's just how I do. Then I fuck my car. Then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup. Red like wonton soup. Suckers stay talking on the minute and comment. Mad cause I'm most wanted. Like Osama. You haters don't got no felony. Young Bass got flex 10 on robbery. Young Bass got been breaking and entering. Young Bass got riding hot when you bought it. 30 on my dick on that coat like quality. Bitches suck my dick because I look like DK Rollins. Scary pop my bitch, I put my whole heart brain is awesome. But my damn ring, bitch, I'm paying what it cost. Jewelry is awesome. Bay dot is gorgeous. Going down to Georgia to fuck my big bitch. Main fucker cause she gorgeous. Young Bay got safe posted in the forest. Fuck my main bitch and I dumped her in the forest. You niggas know I got money, bitch. $100 for base shot, nigga. Pop up on my car. Then I drop my roof. Sweat like wonton soup. That's just how I do. Then I park my car. Then I fuck your bitch. Eat that wonton soup. Sweat like wonton soup. Pop up in my car. Then I drop my roof. Sweat like wonton soup. That's just how I do. Then I park my car. Then I fuck your bitch. Eat that
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya. What's up, Vince of the Bay? Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And I have with me tonight Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, and ATM Be Cool. And I have one anonymous caller still. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, anonymous is still with us. And another caller, block number, I think that's Kyoto still with on the board, right?
Woop woop.
Yeah, Jaya. Oh, there it is. Hey, so anonymous dude over there, you've been kind of quiet for a little bit. What's anything you wanted to add?
You know, I've kind of already hashed out pretty much. I was the one that was shouting about Obama. You know, that is correct. You're anon news. I'm not the only anon, of course, but no, I mean the thing about the whole BlackBerry thing was interesting. I kind of already shot my opinion into the proverbial vagina, but it's just crazy how they're constantly trying to shut down things that they don't understand in general, and I think that the BlackBerry Messenger attempt to shut it down is a perfect example of how they're constantly trying to shut down and control. I mean, do you remember, Vince, for example, I mean, I don't know how long you've been an internet person, but do you remember, you know, on YouTube you used to be able to literally go and watch fucking any Family Guy episode ever, basically.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
It's interesting to see how far we've come. And kids are smart today, dude. I was at the grocery store today, and this fucking, you know, this 13-year-old kid is talking to his grandma, I guess, and he's talking about oil, dude, and this kid is hella smart. And his grandma's just like, yeah, okay, yeah, just not paying attention to this kid at all. And he's sitting here going, can't stay on foreign oil. This is ridiculous. And I was thinking, you know what? I mean, and I tweeted, like, you had kind of alluded to the fact that the baby boomers were fucking with everything. And you're right, dude. They're just, they don't know what's up, man. And it's kind of, it's starting to really piss me off, honestly. I don't know what your feelings are with
well,
that.
Well, the baby boomers are like a person in a relationship who starts an argument, knows that they're losing, and refuses to admit they're wrong.
That's true. That's true. They're, I mean, they're the people that hold on to their ideals even if they know that they're incorrect or, you know, just generally wrong. They're, oh, these are my ideas. I have to stick to my guns. You know, that's those kind of people, and it's just illogical. They're a fucking dying segment of the human race, and they need to be eradicated, in my opinion.
Thank
I mean,
God.
I'm not saying violence, but, I mean, they're on their way out, dude.
We can only hope so, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here we go. I'm following your non-news on Twitter, and this is the thing that we were talking about earlier about British Prime Minister David Cameron thinks he's found some culprits to blame in the recent riots that have rocked London and other cities, and they are Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Death to free information.
He said that, quote, the free flow of information can sometimes be a problem. Cameron's
really?
Government has summoned those two social networking sites, Facebook and Twitter, as well as research and motion makers of BlackBerry, this is the thing you were talking about, for a meeting to discuss their roles during the violent outbreaks.
Their role?
Everyone watching these horrific actions will be struck by how they were organized via social media, Cameron said Thursday during an address to Parliament. Quote, free flow of information can be used for good, but it can also be used for ill. And when people are using social media for violence, we need to stop them.
Really?
Yeah, where's that going to stop? Where's that going to... Seriously, if... Okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Let's just say, okay, fine. We'll let you go after people that are using Twitter to incite violence. Fine. How are you going to find those people? If you're going to allow the people, anybody who talks about it, suddenly everybody's going to be talking about it, right? Just like everybody became anonymous. What if everybody's saying, I'm going to go set fire to the parliament. Oh no, I'm going to go set fire to the parliament. No, I'm going to set fire to the parliament. No, I'm going to set fire to the
not what before me, on, mate.
What if everybody on Twitter said, I'm going to set fire to parliament? Well, then what are they going to do? You see the problem they're gonna get themselves into, and then on top of that, let's say that it does do what they intended, and it weeds out the bad people. Then they're gonna be, but let's say the violence continues, and then they're like, well, maybe they're still using Twitter, but they're doing it in code now, yeah. And then suddenly it's just like, oh, maybe Vince in the Bay is one of them. Oh, maybe Fat Red Dragon is one of them. We heard him on that. On that blog talk radio talking about how they don't like Barack Obama. Ooh.
Honestly, Vince, I think they're so far behind, and this is a great illustration. I think they're so far behind that they haven't even gotten to that mental process yet. They're still in mode of, oh, there's riots. How are we going to fix it? It seems as though BlackBerry and Facebook and social networks were the perpetrator of this. Therefore, we need to shut it down. I mean, I don't even think they think in a forward motion at all. It's pretty apparent.
No, that's a good point. And the other part of that is that the internet is such that if they did even try to shut down Twitter and Facebook, there's going to be something else that pops up that's going to appeal or cater to the people that are actually inciting the violence. I mean, the only people that are going to suffer on Facebook and Twitter are the people that really aren't doing anything. There's always going to be an avenue of free flow of information until they shut down the internet, which is what it's coming to. So, I mean, be scared, people.
Well, just use a fucking darknet. Just use a VPN or something. I mean, what do you think this is? Like, unless you cut the fucking wires, you're not going to stop it, dude. Like, it's like the same principle. I don't know how you feel about gun control events, but it's like the same principle of, like, Britain, for example. Let's remove all weapons from society, therefore we'll have less violent crime. Well, no, I mean, clearly that's not the case with countries in Sweden, for example, not Sweden, but the Nordic countries that can have weapons, and they have lower crime than anyone else. It's just the same thing with drug prohibition. These people, they just don't think in a forward-moving position, and it just hurts everyone, essentially, because they are the elected leaders of our society, essentially.
I think it's part of a trend. I mean, if you look at, like, for instance, August 22nd, Turkey will join the long list of countries that are, you know, blocking DNS. DNSs are, you know, participating in this wholesale censoring of the internet, right? And they've decided to censor, oh my God, dude, everything from Reddit to something as innocuous as the Mayo Clinic webpage, right? So you won't be able to even translate because it has information about sex, right? So regardless of the reason, these countries are simply, and I completely agree with it, they're entirely reactionary. And you know, ours is as well, right? It's easier to find a boogeyman and, you know, it's like watching a magician do sleight of hand. You know, look over here, right, where I'm gesturing, and then over here I'm actually picking your pocket or, you know, performing the fucking trick. I mean, all you have to do, you know, if you watch through the Bush administration years, like the greatest example of this I can think of is the Blue Skies Initiative that was aimed at loosening air quality protections in the United States of America. I mean, fucking mind-boggling, the doublespeak, and I don't think there's a better term than Orwell coined for it. It's just, it's doublespeak.
Well, of course, man. I mean, I stopped watching the debate because it literally pissed me off. I mean, you look at politicians, they don't even speak like a normal human being. They don't speak like you or I would speak. You know, they don't, it's not like question, answer, question. It's, you know, they skirt questions. It just, it's obnoxious, man. And it ties into all facets of politics. So you're right. I mean, hopefully they're a dying breed, though. Let's hope. You know what I mean? Let's hope that the baby boomers are on their way out. And, you know, hopefully we evolve at least eventually.
How is that going to happen, though? I mean, with a two-party system, at least in the States, right? And I'm not saying it's any better necessarily anywhere else, although it seems as though countries that have, you know, smaller parties that are representing smaller constituencies and advocating more effectively for those smaller constituencies in coalition government-style democracies are more responsive. But here in the States with two parties, dude, it's a fucking scam and a half. I mean, it's a lock. You have your choice between corporate lapdogs, as far as I can tell, and they both seem intent. you know, I don't watch Fox News, but occasionally, you know, somebody will send me a link to something and be like, oh, watch this. And I watched this fucking clip on Fox News, and they were sitting there just, man, crowing about how they got four more years of George Bush and Barack Obama. That Barack Obama is basically the latest convert to the neocon political worldview. And he is. I mean, he couldn't, literally, I voted for Barack Obama. I supported him. I gave the motherfucker money, you know, because I, you know, I didn't entirely buy into the whole hope and change thing. I knew things were bad, but I knew that we couldn't stand, you know, another term of mindless fucking war making and kowtowing to corporate interests. But that's exactly what we've gotten, right? And I feel, I myself, I'm not even registered to vote now. I will probably never vote again. I am so fucking disappointed in how things played out after the election of Obama. And I give him no quarter, absolutely no quarter, for the partisan political environment and all this bullshit. It's like, you know, I expected him to go out and break some balls and tell it like it is, and he absolutely did not. And I don't see anybody in the pipeline coming out of any party, either party, either of the major parties in the United States, who are going to do that.
No, you're right. And it's. I think a lot of people are really disenfranchised with the way that politics works. Everyone did think that Obama was going to be the savior. You know, everyone thought he was touting change. He had, you know, iconic fucking artists behind him, like making these, you know, epic pictures of him. But, I mean, he turned out to just be an extension of all the Bush policies. But, I mean, in answer to your original question, how will change occur with a two-party system? And the answer is it won't, unless people in this country stand up for, you know, what is correct and what they see to be true. I mean, it's not going to happen with a bicameral system. I'm not trying to incite violence or, you know, say, I think everyone should go and, you know, attack someone. But it's never going to happen unless people wake up and actually see what is occurring around them. And that's not going to happen, of course, unless we can't fucking drive our Escalades with our gasoline and we can't get food anymore. So it's difficult to say, bro. I'm curious where Vince is at, though, in all this. Like, we basically just ran his show for him for the past, like... 15,
yeah, I appreciate that, guys. Yeah, why did you decide to stop?
Swag Thursday, people.
Yeah, get your swag on, people. I'm not going to stop that.
I'm self-censoring, Vince. I got a little timer here. Like,
yeah,
I'm
that's cool, man. Whenever that timer kicks in, it's all good. I'm just rediscovering. I'm just discovering old Twitter via mobile.twitter.com. I'm so stoked, man. This is fuck new Twitter, dude. I'm doing mobile.twitter.com. That's where you can find me. Bam.
You to like. Oh, I see.
I'm old Twittering, baby. Mobile.twitter.com.
I don't even see what you're right with the new Twitter. Bro.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problems with the new Twitter, honestly.
We don't need Operation Old Twitter anymore. It's a success. We found it. It's mobile.twitter.com. Thank you.
I use Uber Social.
Kanye,
fuck that.
Op Kanye is still in effect, okay? Let's continue to hack Kanye's brain, okay? Did you guys
see
that? Did you guys see him fall today?
I've got a live feed coming in right now from Kanye's brain.
Oh, sweet. I can't wait for that.
I'm awesome. My dick is huge. I'm awesome. My dick is huge. I'm awesome. My dick is huge. I'm awesome. My dick is huge.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. R.I.P. Mom.
Oh, that poor human being. I feel bad for him, honestly. He's such a fucked up individual. He's like, but, I mean, it begs the question, maybe one of you guys want to answer this. If you were, okay, let's assume that you are Kobe Bryant. Like, you're the fucking Kobe Bryant of basketball, which arguably Kanye is like the Kobe Bryant of music, in his opinion, right? If you were that person in an institution, would you be cocky as fuck, too? Would you walk around, like, and act like no one can touch your shit, or do you think you would be a humble person?
What was the question?
I don't want anybody touching my shit. That's nasty.
I mean, the question is like, if you were, let's just say you're the Kobe Bryant of an institution. So you're the best at basketball. You're the best at the music industry.
Which I am. Yeah, sure. I'll go with that.
Sure. That's okay. I mean,
I am the best basketball player of all time. Okay. What's next?
The question is, would you act in the manner that Kanye and like Kobe act, like how they're high and mighty and
God
fucking,
damn it. I probably would.
I would too.
Yeah, I would. I'd be a dick. I'd be a total douchebag and somebody would fucking would knock me off my perch and I'd fuck it. I'd blow it. Yeah. Yeah, I would. I'd be the same bastard.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about because a lot of people don't think about it that way. I mean, if you were the Kobe Bryant of basketball, I guarantee.
Oh, I'd have so much swag.
Oh man,
it'd be out of control.
So many white chicks, it would just be ridiculous.
Speaking of,
yeah, I'd have lots of white women.
Kobe Bryant's my homeboy. Me and him, we go way back. I'll prove it to you. Here, I'll check this out, chat room. Wait, hang on a second. Jesus, there's so many commands that I use from other programs. I have all these Final Cut commands, and I use them in the wrong applications all the time. And it gets me in trouble.
Shortcuts. You're like trying to Alt F4. Oh, my browser.
Dude, fuck new Twitter, man. I'm so glad I have that mobile.twitter.com. That's the fucking shit, dude. All right, check this out, man. Kobe Bryant. The ITB for life.
Did you sexually assault you, Vince?
Bam. Spamming my own fucking chat room, you bitches.
No, Cubby Bryant's a douche. So is Kanye. We should.
Oh, man. But you know who? You know, for me, who has surpassed him in the NBA at least, the new supreme douche is, of course, King James.
LeBron. Do you follow, again? I hate to always go back to Twitter, but do you follow him on Twitter at all?
No, God no. Are you kidding me? I'd kill myself. The same reason why I don't follow Kanye. Do you want to induce a heart attack or some sort of ulcer? What the hell are you?
No, but I want to have the potential to. I want to have the potential to maybe troll them and have them potentially read it, you know? Same with Justin Bieber, bro. Like, why do you think I'm following Justin Bieber? Not because I love him. Because I want to fucking maybe troll him and have him read it, you know? It's the same principle.
Yeah, but you can... Yeah, that's true, I guess. I don't know, man. I've done that. I've been there, done that. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I've been blocked by a bunch of people. And I don't know, I guess I'm over it. I still troll people on Twitter, though. I probably get blocked by somebody at least once a week.
I guess you can't really own your Vince in the Bay account, but if you had, like, a problem is it's just so much fucking upkeep, dude, to, like...
Oh, yeah, it's serious. It's work to be a troll. No wonder, you know, some of them do it for money. Like, why, you know? Unless you're getting really good lulls, unless you're getting supreme lulls, you need to get paid, or else it's just not worth your time.
Do it for the lulls.
I feel like the best real life troll I've seen recently is, let me see if I can find a video and paste it in chat. I favorited it. It was basically this video of these two boxers who are getting ready to do. I don't want to ruin it. I'll let people watch it, but essentially, it's the most epic troll I've ever seen. Fuck, I'm not in chat actually, so I can't paste it, but
it's probably better that way. It's better that way. In fact, I guarantee you, if you look in the chat, somebody probably will already know what you're talking about if you describe it.
Fair enough. The name of the video, I did find it, is Alex Reed versus Jason Barrett. It's called The Kiss. That just gives you a nice little synopsis of literally the most epic trolling I have ever seen in real life. It was a moment. I had a moment with myself watching this video.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll check it out. I have now. It looks like we have Kishu checking in with us. She's out on her way to the bar. What's up, Kishu?
I'm walking down the street, and there's nobody out here on the street. It's like really good tonight.
Well, wait. Till, where are you? What street
the
are
wind
you?
Tunnel?
Are you?
I'm on Stanton.
No, are you over? Are you by? Are you? Can you? Can you see the?
And Bellum.
Yeah, are you? Can you see the McDonald's? Are you by the McDonald's?
Yes. And that's right. I turn right.
You turn right when you see that McDonald's. You turn right, and then you'll see Amoeba Records, and across from Amoeba Records, there's Milk. This bar, Milk Bar, which is kind of like the hipster spot.
Don't bar by myself because Vince is too good to take a cell phone and do the show. So.
Yo, he has duties, ma'am.
I got a goddamn. You're the one that it was her idea to go out to the bar. I didn't, and I told her I was doing my show. You know, the bars are open for like another.
I had a bad day. Fucking Southwest lost my fucking luggage. The fucking TSA nearly raped me. Tore apart my fucking two carry-on bags. Threw away a few things that I took with me last time I came here in June, and they had no issue then. So
that was before. That was before they. You know, you got mixed up with all these hacker boys.
Yeah. No, dude, are you serious? Like, I have a fucking, like eyes in the back of my head 24/7 now because I feel like I'm constantly, like, having those over my fucking shoulder. I mean, whatever. It's cool. It is what it is. It's worth it.
They know where you live.
Well, fucking anybody could come and fucking meet me right now at the goddamn Mouth Bar, so.
Yeah, in fact, it's too bad. Tomorrow night, Milk Bar will actually be broadcasting their security camera. I don't know if you guys know about this.
You guys can creep me watching me.
But there is a. See if I can find it. Have you guys ever gone to barspace.tv?
No.
If you go to barspace.tv, you can you can just type in any city, and if that city does participates in barspace.tv, you can see their security cameras and see whether it's popping or not in the bar.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Milk bar only
does it on Friday and Saturday nights, so it's not happening tonight. But so there's other. I don't know if there's any other bars in the area that do it tonight.
Do you think I'm gonna like it? Do you think I'm gonna like the bar? But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Last time, when we were here on my birthday, we spent 4 hours walking around looking for the right bar, the perfect Q2 bar, and we never found it.
It doesn't exist. Milk Bar might be close though. It's kind of hipsterish.
Fucking San Francisco, I'm good to go. You know, I mean, that's my bar in Tucson. Where's that? Flush is a pretty good bar too. Another bar in Tucson.
What are you looking for in a bar exactly? What is your criteria?
The Kishu music.
Yeah.
What is
gay
that?
Gay Britpop music. Yeah. There's actually a bar down on Lower Haight Street called Mad Dog in the Fog, I believe. And that's kind of Britpop themed.
I would probably love
but that.
But that's
you'd have to walk there and you'd probably have a heart attack before you get down there. So it's.
Oh, thanks, Dick. Thanks.
But there's a bus. There's a bus right there. It's all downhill. It's all downhill.
No, dude, seriously. I'm so glad I'm going to be able to walk a little bit while I'm here, get my ass back in shape a little bit.
You should check out the Bosun's Locker in the East Bay. You ever been there, Vince?
No, I have no idea what that is.
The fuck? It's a bar.
No, the thing is, I lived here when I was 17, but I couldn't drink, you know. So, and I didn't really leave my hotel much. I was young and nervous. Blah blah blah.
What is your drink of choice
at the bar?
What? My drink of choice?
Your,
lemon drop.
Lemon drop.
I'm a girl, dude.
Yeah, she likes fruity, girly drinks.
You don't rock the Mai Tai?
Nice and... Oh, yeah, right. I was fucking retarded right now, though. I was just really lazy when I was getting ready. Hurry up and get... And not get sent over. But yeah, I wanted to hurry up and get out so that I could make the show.
You wrote Vince's prediction, dude. Vince predicted you weren't going to be ready for another hour.
I'm just going to go as is. Fuck it, I don't even care. You know?
Were you aware of the prediction? Maybe, Vince, maybe you fucked yourself by having your ears.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She heard me predict. Yeah.
She was like, ah, fuck you, Vince. I'm going to go anyway.
I'm going to go in here, so. Anyways, I will mute once it gets loud, and then I'll check back in with you in a second.
All right, there we go. Yeah, check back in with us in a second. Cool, there we go. Kishu Zykova, our reporter on the bar scene in San Francisco. She'll give us reports throughout the evening about the various shenanigans going on inside of the Milk Bar. I have frequented the Milk Bar before, and I suppose once I finish this broadcast, I suspect I'll be heading over there myself. And it's kind of hipsterish, and it's your typical place where it's just a lot of people sort of hanging around like wallflowers with intensely loud dance music pounding at top volume, so nobody can have a conversation with anybody standing right next to them. And at the same time, there's nobody dancing. It's dance music, but nobody's dancing, and it's at top volume. So I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm missing something. Dance music, top volume, people must be dancing then. But no, apparently that's the perfect level to carry on a conversation with somebody that's right next to you.
I mean, clearly you're not cool enough to get it.
I don't get it. I just don't understand these kids. It's whatever. It's whatever. I'd rather do my goddamn radio show than go over there right now, to be honest. It's just
serve milk?
Amen, brother.
Can you get milk there?
I don't know. Maybe I should go there and ask him. I should just go up to the counter. Yeah, non-fat, please.
Yeah, 2%. Find a 2%.
Okay. How's the skim today? How's the skim looking today?
Thin.
And a shot of buttercream. Thank you.
So you ever read Torrent Freak, the blog Torrent Freak? They've had some really good articles lately.
No, what's
that? One that blew my fucking socks off, they were reporting that over 200,000 lawsuits have been filed for file sharing at this point.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's my MAC address pretty soon.
And they have some opinion articles on how to play it safe. Some good VPN setups. And vendors for, you know, specifically for torrenting. So I think it's very useful. Torrent Freak, check it out. Some very good articles. The article about the number of lawsuits that have been filed and kind of the whole sub-industry that's grown up around that, you know, these lawsuit mills, it's crazy. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that shit upsets me, dude. They just try to make examples out of people, honestly.
Well, they were saying that for a fair number, people are putting out, you know, B-movies, you know, albums that sell poorly, et cetera. They are actually making a lot more money through these lawsuits after the fact because people are settling rather than go to court. So yeah. You had, I'm trying to think, was it AIC that got pwned and fucking death in the UK for this? They were kind of the leading lawsuit mill, and they got their website got I think just DDoSed, and then when it came back up it had the entire essentially directory for the site, and so people pulled all of the emails off and made them public, and they ended up getting, you know, fully owned, but the emails were really, you know, instructive because they're literally talking to clients and doing client outreach saying, oh yeah, we can get this turnaround on this many letters that we send, right? So they actually had no intention necessarily of taking the case to court and adjudicating it. They're just going to keep sending letters until people settle. And they're talking about the settlement rates and they're in the average amount of settlement. It's really interesting shit, actually. It's quite a fucking scam they've got going.
So they're just sending people basically like cease and desist letters, essentially. And
no, they're telling them you have downloaded copyrighted material knowingly, and so to avoid a major lawsuit, we're going to offer you a settlement, right? Like £1,450, and we won't pursue further legal action. So they're getting served, but they're basically being offered only with the intention of getting them to buy their way out of further legal action.
Huh.
Yeah, so it might be that, you know, I don't know, Big Mama's family, you know, ends up costing you like $2,000.
Oh, God, that movie's great.
I know, man, I would fucking cut my own throat. It'd be so horrendous.
Oh,
Big Mama's family. But Tyler Perry, once again, I'm totally supporting for President of the United States. Maybe re-register to vote.
Well.
But yeah.
Lee Scratch Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Oh, I need to upload some. Oh, I got some Katy Perry. You want some Katy Perry?
No.
Perry Como.
Hello. Perry Mason.
I want Don Ho Tiny Bubbles.
All right, here
Nobody's
you go. The next president. ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Katy Perry. Join me, 347-826-7666666666666666.
Thanks.
up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, west coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her bum. The girls are free, she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay, just like I love LA. Then it's beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everyday, homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady. Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in balcone.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a Philly Negro.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay, Bay, Bay. We're going to do this for another half an hour, and then that's it. Deuces. I'm outie after that. But it's been fun as per usual here on the program. It's Disorderly Conduct. Shouts out to everybody still hanging tight in the chat room. Artie's World, Cloudy Marbles, Crappy Tires, Fat Red Dragon, Greek Ophian, Navy Husky, Reefer, Ryan Flores, Stabby McHugs, Wolf 427, and a bunch of guest listeners. Shouts out to all of you folks tuning in. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a fun week. Wow, man, lots of stuff going on in the news. And oh, man, you know, Rick Perry's... We got Perry fever now. We're going to be playing... I still need to get... We talked about Perry Farrell, and of course I played some Katy Perry. And I meant to get to some Jane's Addiction for Fat Red Dragon, and I haven't forgot about that, Fat Red FRD. I'm going to get to that. But, no worries, dude. Since I have you here, FRD, what's going on with the Cannabis Monk crew, the 420 Grindhouse? Are they ever going to resurrect that show?
I don't know, man. I log on once in a while, and I'll do a shitty morning show or something like that, and I try to entice the monk to join me, but he's just so fucking wrapped up in trying to rebuild his city. I mean, literally, I think it really fucked his head. So I don't think he's into it anymore.
Yeah, we're of course talking about Cannabis Monk and Hot Janelle of the 420 Grindhouse program, which is sort of a defunct blog talk radio show that I used to love to hang out with those guys, but they broadcast out of Joplin, Missouri. And I don't know if you've paid attention to the news in the last year or the last couple months, but Joplin, Missouri got tore up pretty hardcore by some tornadoes. And they suffered a lot of damage, I guess. Well, I mean, I don't know if they what kind of damage they suffered, but I think it just in general it just kind of made the state of living in that area just not sort of not accommodating to producing a quality, fun, lighthearted blog talk radio broadcast. So I can imagine it's probably hard to try to work that in, but hopefully at some point they're going to resurrect it, because I sure do miss those kids. They should at least like call into Vince in the Bay at some point.
Dude, I know it's killing me. It really. I mean, I hate to sound homo. I'm not, but I really fucking miss that guy, man. He did such a great show, and I had so much fun there with him.
Yeah, you can still do shows under that account, though. You should just resurrect it. Just do it in sporadically until.
I can do 30-minute shows on that account anytime I want to, but it's not the same. I mean, it feels
not the same.
Deep.
Oh, I thought you could still do the full 2 hours. That sucks. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
if we got any sponsors out there, anybody listening wants to sponsor the 420 Grindhouse, we'll totally do it every fucking night. But I don't have the money, so.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
All in good time. But you're also hanging out with, you're part of the Gary show now, too. Tell us about that real quick.
Oh, man, that's taken off like a skyrocket, man. It's so crazy how much success that has had. I mean, we're a show that showcases bands, for the most part, located around Houston. And we are now associated with No Cover Magazine. We're sponsored by Budweiser. We're going big time, man. We're doing all these concerts coming up here in the latter half of September in through October in the Plaza in downtown Houston. Free shows, buy the beer, we all make money. It's going to be a good thing. And we're all making it. Good thing.
Reefer, and I love how he spells it, R3APH3R. Now, I wonder, why did he choose not to use a 4, not the number 4 for the A? Was that already taken? I don't know. Whatever.
Could just be a phonetics thing. I mean, he's trying to be original.
Crappy Tires in the building. I really appreciate the support that Crappy Tires, the love he's been showing me on Twitter and in the chat room. And he called in, and he's very excited and jazzed about the show. I'm stoked that he's stoked. Dude, if you want, you should call in before the show ends so you can give a quick shout out or something, dude. But if not, it was good to have you on while we did have you.
Wow, check out that little rioting faggot John Brand in the chat room. Awesome. Cool. Shout out to John Brand in the UK. Nice job.
John Brown is not in the UK. He's actually in, he's down under. He's in Australia.
Oh, so he was just wishing he was in the UK.
Why did he say he was in the UK? What did he say?
I always thought he was in the UK just because he talked like such a douchebag.
Isn't John Brown the one that you can never hear because there's so much fucking background noise?
I'm just trying to get his goat, actually.
Yeah, well, fuck that guy, man. Call in, bitch. Quit, fucking hiding in the chat.
Oh, John Brand. John Brand will never call into this program. He doesn't have testicles. See, that's the problem. No testicles. But you know what he does like to do? Hey, and this might be a good time to do this. I don't know. We got enough folks here. Jesus, this might be an opportunity. I'm thinking we might have to play another edition. If I had a fucking engineer. I think I know a guy. I think it's, I think it's time to play the feud. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to play everybody's favorite game. What is up, John Franz Apple? That's right. There are over 9,000 things. Sorry, there are over 9,000 things that inserted up John Brand's asshole. And tonight we're going to take we did a survey of the chat room, and we've got the top 10 answers on the board. And we're going to go down the line here. First up, we have ATM Be Cool and Fish Tank Shitter. You guys ready to play What's Up, John Brand's Asshole?
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, let's do this, guys. Okay. Cut the fucking music. Thank you. Okay. All right. All right. ATM Be Cool, Fish Tank Shitter, top 5 answers, 10 answers on the board. What's fine? Name something you would find on to you. What's up? ATM Be Cool. Something you would find up John Brand's asshole.
A finger.
Let me see. Do I see a finger? Correct. That's number 5. There's 4 answers can beat it. Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon. Something you would find of John Brand's asshole. There's a finger's already been taken. There's 4 other answers.
I'm going to go with an 8-ounce filet mignon.
8-ounce filet mignon. That's correct, but that's actually number 8. So, so ATM Be Cool, it goes to you. Let's see. Your team, let's see, who do you have playing with you? You have Wild Goose playing with you tonight. Wild Goose, you're up. Wild Goose, we have 2 of the top 10 answers on the board. This is something you would find of John Brand's asshole.
Okay, a thermometer, because he might be sick.
Yeah.
Poor John.
Okay. That kind of makes sense. That makes sense. Good answer.
Pretty good answer. Good answer.
Definitely sick.
Do I see thermometer? Yes, uh-oh. Number three. Very good. Very good, Wild Goose. Let's see, who do we have here? Anonymous, you're on with us. Anonymous, again, I know you don't know John Brand, but he's a very disturbed individual who trolls late-night BTR chat rooms, and he seems to have some sort of issues that he's trying to work out, and he does that through his commentary, running commentary in the chat room. And we suspect he likes to place a lot of foreign objects up his cornhole. And he's recently was doxxed, and it turns out there's over 9,000 things that you can find inserted into his cornhole. And we're looking for the top 5 answers. And do you have any idea and an answer for us?
I do. What is a pickle?
A pickle? What is a pickle? Are you sure you want to go with that?
Yes, Vince. What is a pickle? Final answer.
Okay. Show me a pickle. No.
Oh, bullshit.
Nope. Goes to you, Kyoto. Kyoto, things you could find up John Brand's cornhole.
Debbie Daly's cock.
Ooh, that's a good answer. Wow, good answer.
Hey, now.
You
want to
go up? Okay. Do I see Debbie Daly's pee-pee? You got it. You got it. Congratulations.
Number 1 answer.
What? All right. That was number 1?
Thanks for coming out. I really appreciate you guys playing another edition of What's Up John Brand's Cornhole. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I really appreciate it. Until next time, it's Vince of the Bay. Get the first one here, please.
Damn it. I was going to say John Lithgow, too.
Yeah. Close enough. No, different guy. No. Oh, wait. You thought John Lithgow might actually be insertable into John Brand?
Yeah. I thought he was up there.
That wasn't one of the top 10.
Okay.
Oh, we can check. Hey,
maybe John Leguizamo.
Was John Leguizamo in there?
No.
Yeah, you lost FRD. You suck.
But wait, what was the one? The other one you said? Not John Leguizamo. The other John.
Oh, I said John Lithgow.
Was there John Lithgow up there? Yeah, number 10, John Lithgow. Up
yeah, so
John
fuck
Grand
off, ATMP.
I did not know that. That's wild, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
That is bizarre, wild, wacky stuff. Oh, good times, everybody. Well, thanks for participating in that little train wreck. It's all good. Of course, we brought on there Wild Goose during all that. Wild Goose, what's up with you, bro?
Sup, nigga? Rolling and trolling.
Trolling. I heard your greatest hits, little one-off, whatever that was.
Trolling.
That was nice. That was nice. Nice little piece there. Good time.
Well, my little Olivia, 30.
What was the name of the account? Olivia Newton John or something?
No, it was Olivia Noir. It was some like bitch. All right, get this. Here's how I found the picture of her. I just went to Google Images and I typed in cam whore and I found her on the first page. And I took that picture and I put it on the BTR account. And believe it or not, they banned the account this afternoon. Go figure.
This guy's like a young version of Cowpote over here.
In many ways, yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, hey everybody, let's take a break now and check back in with Kishu. Kishu is actually Kishu in the Bay right now. She's out at Milk Club Milk in on Haight Street, Upper Haight, and she's going to give us a report out there. And she's with us. What's up, Kishu?
Well, it took all of 5 minutes to get completely trashed. Fucking 6 lemon drops in, and I'm feeling fucking good.
6 lemon drops? Are you shitting me?
Dude, I had a horrible day, okay? I had a fucking horrible day. So now I'm just walking up Haight Street. I'm going to just walk around a little bit and maybe find another bar. That bar was okay. I mean, it's definitely like my style, little hole in the wall, cute little place, you know, live music. But they had like some hip-hop artist or something. And I mean, it was okay, but I don't know. I figured I'm going to just walk around and fucking drunkenly, I don't know, find something else.
Did they have 2%? That is the question.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what 2% milk is?
Oh, so fucking clever.
Hey, Kishu, you want to hear some of the running commentary in the chat room?
Yes.
Navy Husky says, Kishu's getting ready for her rape date. And he's got a little wink, smiley face wink.
I say 5 lemon drops equals primed for butt sex.
It's about
10
to
12,
and I'm good to go. But
that ain't too bad.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. My holes are reserved.
I didn't realize you didn't want to remember it. That's all.
Cosmo Brockington says, Kishu like Keisha. First of all, he says, Kisha likes shitty cumshots. Kisha likes shitty. Shut up. Let me. I'm trying to communicate with Kishu via the chat room. The chat room has much love for Kishu right now, and they're trying to communicate with you. Cosmo Brockington has a very important message. He says, Kisha likes shitty cum squats.
Yeah, she does.
That's almost a tongue twister.
Right.
Kisha likes shitty
cum. That's a whole other segment. I have a tongue twister segment, too. We can do that.
Go, Vince, go.
If you're not fucking bored to tears already, it can get much worse. Oh, I don't even care what the hell goes on from here on out. I found mobile.twitter.com, and I've been saved.
Do you have any segments that have anything to do with, like, Richard Shatner? I mean, that Shatner guy?
William Shatner?
William Shatner, yeah.
Vince, there's the cutest shoes ever right now in this little boutique. I'm going to come here tomorrow and get them.
Oh, God. She is...
Sorry. Window shopping.
...based in...
Fucking drunk and shit already.
Okay, this is the future of America, everybody. This is the future of America right here.
Right.
Did she bring her derby hats with her to San Fran?
What?
Derby
hats?
Did you
bring your derby hats with you?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? The ones you fucking ordered on the show last week.
What the fuck are you... I don't know what you're
talking
about, dude.
The Sun Super Derby hat.
I'm not having good luck with finding another bar, so I'm just going to walk back down the street.
Am I the only one that listened to that show where she was buying hats from the Kentucky Derby?
Oh,
what the fuck?
Oh, the hats. Yeah, they're
from... Oh, my God.
None of them came before I could make it to San Francisco.
So I don't have, I have like two cute hats with me, and that's it. And then I have one like, that's like one of those like cocktail hats. It's like, you know, and it's like a, like fucking, you know, fucking Queen of England style, you know.
Don't you think you'd be able to find a hat in the city that large?
I'm tired right now. I'm like all like, I don't know, fucking like little kind of, man, fucking punk rocky looking right now. Because I was like in a hurry to throw on some jeans and a fucking little jacket and fucking scarf, good to go. But I'm not going to lie, like, I kind of, I'm seeing somebody these days, kind of. And I miss that person right now. If that person's listening, fucking, I'm glad it's fucked for you, and I miss you so much. Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope that person's listening.
No, I'm not on the hunt tonight. Normally I'm on the fucking hunt, but tonight I'm not on the hunt. I'm just chilling, getting some drinks.
Yeah, right. You're on the hunt though.
What?
Except that you're on the hunt though.
But I'm not. I'm totally not. There was like a few cute boys tomorrow. I didn't talk to anybody. So,
she's six women drops in and stumbling around the hay. I think she's going to end up getting raped by a bum.
It's going to be his lucky night.
And that bum's name is Vincent Bay. You should see me right now. I seriously look like a bum right now. I look like a bum right now. If I emerged from Golden Gate Park right now, someone would be like, seriously, be like, oh shit, dude.
You look like this. But I can imagine you all like in your little chair with your microphone, you know, like, it's so funny. I love watching you do the show live. Cracks me up. Dude, I slept so fucking good in your fucking bed earlier. Oh my god, I was just like so fucking tired. Oh, crash. That was so good.
Yeah, Kishu went into freaking hibernation mode.
She did that last time, too.
Yeah, that's what she just comes here to sleep. She's like a bear. She comes to San Francisco to hibernate.
When did the sorry excuse for show become the Kishu show?
Yeah, there he is. I knew if we baited him with the Kishu, he would show up. There he is. OAJ in the building. What's going on, dude?
Oh, my God. It's become the Kishu show. I thought her vagina was weeping.
Most of the time, probably.
I wouldn't know about that, dude. I don't know. Do you actually keep in closer contact to her than I do.
I need to know all these things.
Yeah, you should be telling me.
Well, you're coming to the end. You'll be all right. Do it in the shower.
I'm not, dude. I'm seeing somebody, dude. I got my home skillet to Shaniqua.
Your home skillet? What are you, Juno?
No, I'm Italian Irish. I got a homegirl that I'm seeing. She's Shaniqua. Shaniqua.
No imagination.
My own little Robin Quivers. Let's put it that way.
No threesome?
No.
Where's your imagination?
I keep Shaniqua all to myself. Thank you very much.
Why are you dating out of your race, Vince?
Dude, I'm a melting pot of sexuality. Okay?
Wait a minute, isn't Shaniqua Italian?
No. Are you kidding me? She's like, she's Chocolate Thunder, baby.
Yeah. Sicilian?
Yeah, she's Sicilian. No, dude. She's African, bro. She's fucking Zulu Nation, dude. I got jungle fever. Do I have to fucking spell it out for you, dude?
That was so 80s, please.
Is it true that they have gray vaginas?
They have great vaginas.
I have to look.
They do have great vaginas. Yes, they have amazing vaginas.
Is she circumcised?
There you go.
Of course not. It's illegal in San Francisco.
Wow.
Good question. See how he tried to give me, dude. See, I'm on dumb, dude. He's trying to. Nope. She's legal. Yeah, good times, good times. Yeah, it is what it is. I unfortunately, I have to shut down this taco stand in a couple of minutes and go clean up that mess down at on Haight Street. That's going to be fun.
or gooey.
If she's gonna project anything, it's gonna be out the window.
Poor bystanders.
Yeah, she's a big girl. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Right, what about? What have I missed?
What have you missed? This has been a little loosey goosey night. We've just kind of
hold on a second. Loosey goosey is like the Brits saying, "Let's have a little brekkie." It makes my skin crawl. All right, go ahead.
Oh well, I was just telling the kids how Rick Perry is going to be the next president of the United States. They have
Rick Perry's a fucking Build-A-Burger, another piece of shit.
I didn't say he wasn't. I was just saying that he's, you know, with that said, that, you know, he's the next anointed one. People got to start getting used to it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm voting for him. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying.
I thought Hillary was the.
You sound mad. Are you mad, bro? Are you mad? Is that so bad that Rick?
I am always.
He's
mad.
Always. Yeah.
Scumbag.
Here we go. New World Order, Alex Jones hour. Go ahead, Jew. Take it away. Tell us.
It has nothing to do with New World Order. Rick Perry is a Bilderberger. He goes to Bilderberg, and that's fact.
I was at Bohemian Grove, and I kicked it freestyle with fucking Nouriel Roubini, and he broke it down to me and said, dude, this is what up, bitch. Fucking Rick Perry is going to be the next motherfucker to do this, and he's going to announce it right in the middle of the...
They don't let people like Nouriel...
Right in the middle of Gathering of the Juggalos. He told me smack dead in the middle of the Gathering of the Juggalos he's going to announce. And when is he going to announce? Saturday. Smack dab in the middle of Gathering of the Juggalos. Look on fucking Chronicle.su. It was up a fucking month ago.
Do you think they're going to throw feces at him, too, like they did Tila Tequila?
What did I just miss?
No way. They're not even going to know it's him because he's going to be dressed up like a clown. They don't even know.
Oh, he's going in full style.
Yeah, dude. He's incognito, dude.
Oh, okay.
He's going to clown down.
He's down with the clown.
For life, dude.
Down with the brown.
Is that what the thing is?
That's a whole nother story. That's the whole campaign platform.
That's the anti-swag campaign.
Quite a lineup, though. They're running out. They're totally rolling out the red carpet. They got Vanilla Ice, Ice Cube, Busta Rhymes, Charlie Sheen, Carrot Top, I think. Gallagher, it's going to be amazing.
Charlie Sheen, wasn't he at the Monkees concert last week?
I believe it. Let's try another call
Gallagher
here. We got five minutes. This is
Gallagher, Carrot Top.
This is basically audio spaghetti at this point. I'm going to bring on area code 801. You're on. What's up?
Hey, this is Reefer from NetBashers.
Oh, hey, what's up? Dude, NetBashers is back. Dude,
yeah.
What's up? What's the latest? We got 5 minutes. Give it to us straight. What's up?
I've been trying to like get on for the last hour, but I usually double spoof my ANI and it won't let me talk. So
this is not terrestrial radio. It's not as if they're giving away hams.
Hey, yeah, Jew, shut the fuck up. Go ahead, tell us what you got, dude.
I just want to give a few shout outs to all the NetBashers and Cyberwar News. That and let you guys know that we're coming out with those leaks and stuff, but we do a lot of other stuff. We work on exploits and whatnot. I'm going to be coming out with a few new files for optocoms and frequency sniffers. Should be pretty cool.
Optocoms and frequency sniffers?
Yeah, frequency sniffers pretty much let
you know.
How
are you
going to
release
every,
these?
Text file like usual.
I mean, but where? Do you have a Twitter?
I got Twitter, and also we got a website, so probably put them on there like I usually do.
I got Twitter. Does that make me dangerous?
Yes.
What was that?
All right. Just checking.
Yeah, so the OptoCom should be pretty cool. It's actually, I'm redoing my old OptoCom file.
In between.
What the hell is that?
An OptoCom? Like, have you ever seen those like little cylinders on top of street, on top of like stoplights and shit?
Yeah.
Look like a little can of mace. Yeah, those they pick up on light signals from emergency vehicles at specific frequency and change the light color.
Wow, like kind of going, you're bringing freaking back just a little bit, huh?
Oh yeah, that's where the pH comes.
Where's my copy of 2600 when I need it?
Wow. So, bow in the presence of greatness, people.
Beautiful. Oh, love it. Right on, man. Well, thanks for thanks for chiming in, even though it's last second. I got one more call I got to get to, and then we got
some other time.
Meanwhile, I keep seeing Keisha going in and out of Skype. I thought she was at some bar creaming.
Whatever, dude. I think this might be I think this might be our good friend who was on with us earlier, Crappy Tires. Is that you? Hello, caller.
Area code 315,
you're on the air. What's up? Is that Crappy Tires?
Dr. Octagon calling Dr. Octagon.
All right. Caller, you just called in on area code 315. You're on the air. Hello? Or not. All right, that's it. You know what? We got a minute to go, so we got to wrap it up. Hey, Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon.
Thanks for coming through, dude.
Appreciate you coming out. Any quick shout out before we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, shout out to One Angry Jew for fucking finally manning up.
Yeah, great. I that's sort of a mixed blessing,
yeah,
I guess.
You all enjoyed it, yeah.
All right, good times. Good to hear from you guys. Kyoto, thank you. ATM, be cool. Thank you as well. Anonymous dude, anything you'd like to say really quick before we get out of here?
No, thanks for letting me hang out, Vince. I appreciate it. Had a good time.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anytime. And if maybe when you call back, could you come up with another handle? It can be something, an anonymous handle, but not the actual word anonymous. Would be great.
Sure.
Just humor me. But I appreciate it. Thanks for coming out, everybody. And I'm going to say goodnight and leave. Oh, thanks to Wild Goose as well for calling in. Cosmo Brockington, everybody that's been listening and chatting. It's been great. I'm out of here. This is for you, FRD. Thanks for coming out. This is Jane's Addiction, headed by Perry Farrell, of the Perry that are going to be leading this great nation very soon. You mad, bros?
like you very nice.